Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Good morning. I'm sorry. Welcome to the new year of TC and to new folks. Let me get the minutes up. We're gonna do our onboarding and associated wiki maintenance today because I was on vacation all last week and didn't get anything done because I was on vacation. So we'll do a little work together today, I hope. Okay. Because I have not rebuilt the membership list from which we derive the note taker list, I'm wondering if one of the old hands would be willing to just volunteer for note taking.
I would volunteer, but I need to drop off halfway through this meeting.
Okay.
I can do that.
Okay, thank you, Ingolf. I
Yeah.
really appreciate it. Okay, I do have a intro section later, like just two slots down in the agenda, so I thought we'd just do our usual getting started stuff first. So we got our scribe liaison updates. Maccabee, anything from CC?
Yeah, if you want to refresh, I put some notes in there. Briefly, CC doesn't have a set of co-chairs yet because three people volunteered, so they're going to vote asynchronously. Joel, excuse me, Joseph Grabelny is going to be their liaison to us. They discussed the elections again. I re-raised the request that we were interested in learning more about how we can get fewer people interested next year around. And there was some discussion about that for the councils in general. And CC's membership subgroup is going to tackle that general question about increasing the number of people interested in being on the councils and what the roadblocks there are. So that will move forward. Then there was a brief conversation about the various community development related proposals that have been out there. Recently, there seem to be three on the table right now. The quote unquote contribution network idea that I think Mike Gorell was the lead on. And then the community driven development working group that was labeled there as a TC working group, although I wasn't sure if that's actually accurate, with especially with Jeremy as the chair of it. But if someone tells me that that was our working group, then that's fine. And then Tom Kramer had a document as well about a folio blueprint. There was a fourth document from Knowledge Integration, but they apparently withdrew theirs. So there was some discussion about understanding the differences between them and the commonalities between them. And apparently there will be a working group to try to work through the different documents and see if there's a central consensus approach, as well as a central understanding of the problem. But before that, a group led by Peter Paul Kloppenborg volunteered to sort of do a write-up of the summary of the differences or similarities and so forth, for discussion at the next CC meeting. I'll leave it there, but if folks have questions, I can elaborate on any of that.
Mark?
Do you know if that group has, or anybody from the CC has coordinated with the group that's already running with folks from the Product Council, TC, and other places? To it started with Jeremy's proposal, but I think has expanded slightly. Do we know if there's any, if there's, if there, if those two groups are collaborating together?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, this group didn't exist as of 5 minutes ago, so certainly no collaboration has happened yet. But I think that would be an excellent idea. And I think when they discuss at the next CC meeting about who should be on that actual working group, I think they absolutely should have membership from the other, all the various input groups that have led to this point. But they really didn't get there yet.
All
Oh,
right.
I'm sorry. Just to add, Mark, just because you're asking the question, there was some discussion also about inviting Kaint to be part of that to be existing group if they were interested. There was some question about whether Kaint was interested in that, based on pulling back from the original proposal. So, FYI.
Mark?
Okay. All right. So on the first point, I think it's probably worth folks considering whether we actually need a new group or whether we can use the existing groups. On the second point about Kaint's proposal and their involvement, I am not the right person to talk to contact about that because I wasn't involved in the initial proposal. So if folks want to find out about that, they're better off reaching out to Ian directly.
Thank you. Okay, PC. So previously, Todd and Mark had been reporting on PC. Mark has rotated off, and Todd has moved to the Product Council. Did anybody attend any PC meetings? I know they were also canceled recently. They were also sort of on vacation. Okay. We can talk about liaisons on the next item. Same question about RMS. Does anybody have any RMS updates? Okay. Security. Craig, you're still tagged here if you have any updates, and then we can talk about whether we need to do anything about security. Did Craig leave? Oh,
No,
darn.
I'm here. Not a ton on the security side. I think Julian's also a very active member in the security team, so you could probably just put it down like Julian slash Craig as liaison. I think that's probably fine. I do intend to continue attending these meetings. The only thing that's really going on is there's some discussion about this SemGrep tool that we've started using, and apparently it's raising comments and which is causing a little bit of confusion and/or problems for some on some repos, especially on the front end. So it's an ongoing discussion. I think in the short term, we probably want to disable that. And those discussions are happening in the security team right now, how to do that. And then later on, maybe we turn it back on once other discussions about like whether or not lock files should be committed into all repos or just certain ones and things like that. So I'll probably have more of an update next week. Last week, there were a lot of absences on the security team at the meeting. So, yeah, that's it for now.
Okay. How about Eureka?
I missed last week's sync up with the early adopters, but Peter Loiko did take notes and pass them on to me. I've updated the spreadsheet there. So, if you're curious, where things stand, the spreadsheet is up to date.
Great. And so maybe since you're still going to keep coming, and since there's the spreadsheet, we'll just leave you as the liaison for
Yeah,
Eureka.
I think that's fine. Yeah, and we meet every other week now, I think. So, there won't always be an update, but I'd be happy to provide one when there is.
Okay, great. And then we have the spreadsheet as backup, so that should work out. Okay, CDD. Maccabee, do you have anything since I have missed?
No, I was not able to attend last week.
Okay. And we'll see what the future of that group is. Perhaps that group's actually going to go ahead and wrap up and turn things over to the CC group. I guess we'll see. Okay. Onboarding and introductions. I'm gonna stop sharing so we can turn on cameras if we're feeling like it. I just thought we might get a little warm up by doing our regular stuff first and then just so we didn't have to like introduce ourselves very first thing. Okay. So one thing I haven't done is updated the list yet, so I'm kind of working off of our election list and not our membership list, which I still need to update. Why don't we have why don't we have the new folks go ahead and introduce themselves first? Because I have an easier list for that. I'll just go down. Shelly.
Hi, I'm Shelley Dolchak. I work at Stanford University Libraries in the group that set up Folio Library Systems. I don't know what else to say. I'm happy
That's
to be
great.
here
We're happy to
contributing.
have you. Jeff?
Hi, can you hear me? I'm getting audio problem error messages. Hi, I'm Jeff Gerhard. I work at the Library of Congress. My position is called Head of Metadata Services, which is means that I'm managing a small team of metadata librarians who do a lot of work with not just descriptive metadata, but also all data. You might call them like a data team. It's a very tech-savvy group who use a lot of interesting tools that we're currently working on with Folio or adapting to Folio. And you probably heard we just went live 2 weeks ago, so we are kind of still very much in the weeds of helping people and solving problems and trying to fix things that went wrong. But nothing huge went wrong. We just are, it's natural we had things that happened that we're trying to solve. So it's been a very busy time. And looking forward to learning a little bit more now about how the Folio community works. Like, there's a lot of familiar names on here, but not very many of us at Library of Congress have had time to participate much in the community, but we want to do that going forward. So, looking forward to just working with you all and seeing how we can work together.
Awesome. Congratulations again. Christy.
Hi, I'm Christy Thomas. I'm the head of data management services at the University of Chicago Library. DMS is a unit within technical services, and we focus really on managing the metadata after the point of creation, ingest, export, interoperability with internal and external systems with data. And I was on the team that migrated our data to Folio, and a part of our implementation team.
Okay, thank you. Wayne.
Hi everyone. My name's Wayne Schneider. I'm I guess mo these days I'm mostly an operations engineer at Index Data, which is a development shop and a hosting provider for Folio and Reshare. services as well. And I'm really excited to be part of this group. So I'm glad to see you all. I know many of you, so it's good to see familiar, friendly faces.
Yes, it is great to see people who have been around. Alameda?
Hey everyone, I'm Olamide. I work for EBSCO. I've been in Folio maybe 3 years or so now. So yeah, glad to be here.
Great. Okay. I'm gonna bring, well, let's see. I guess we should do old people now. I'm Jen Colt. I'm currently the co-chair. Craig had been my co-chair before. He was amazing to work with. So I'm at Cornell. I have a position that seems kind of similar to Jeff and Christie's. I'm the head of a metadata team that is largely sort of automation of metadata. The things that are not individual cataloging efforts for the most part occur in our team. Let's see. Ingolf, can you notes and introduce at the same time?
Yeah, sure. I'm Ingolf Kuss from HBZ, North Rhine-Westphalian Library Center. I'm a system engineer and I set up the Folio systems for my company. And I'm very long in the project from the beginning, 2017.
That's a long time. Maccabee.
Hi, Maccabee Levine. I'm at Lehigh University in Pennsylvania in the US. Lehigh, I think, was the first US institution to go live with Folio in the summer of 2020. And I joined up in 2022. I've been involved and on the TC for, I guess, 3 years at this point. I manage our Folio at Lehigh, as well as Viewfind and do some development. And I'm on governance of for Viewfind and Reshare as well. So yeah, a bunch of things. Nice to meet new folks.
Florian's not here. Okay, I think I got all the old folks that are here.
Florian, I'm here.
Oh, you are here. I'm sorry.
Okay. Florian Gleixner. I work at the Leibniz Supercomputing Center, and we run the Folio systems for the Bavarian Library Network. At the moment, I think we have six libraries with Folio online or almost online, and yeah, there are, I think, about 40 in the row that will come the next years.
Great. Now, did I get everybody? Awesome. Okay. So let me bring the notes back up. So I think our, well, so we have some smaller roles and bigger roles to take care of. So I think based on the discussion earlier about the liaisons, it seems like PC is the main one we need to fill. So being the PC liaison essentially means you agree to go to the PC meetings as much as you can. You can certainly ask for a substitute. And sometimes we like actually assign someone that tends to be the backup. And then in that little intro part of the meeting, you just kind of report on whatever happened in PC that week. So, is anybody interested in being the PC liaison? I'm going to work on my uncomfortable silence today to give people a chance to think. We could also, we so we'd meet Monday and Wednesday. So we could, if there's things that we don't fill today, give folks a chance to think about it until Wednesday and then have part of Wednesday's meeting be follow up to this.
What time does the PC meet
They
the
are Thursdays at 10, I believe. 10 Eastern. So that's early for California.
Yeah, I'm well, I should say I'm working from Salt Lake City, Utah, so it's only 2 hours difference from that, but that's the hour in which I'm getting my kids out the door for school.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right, well, we can let that one rest for a minute. The other liaisons here, I think we're good with for now, unless anyone like Maccabee, I guess, if you don't want to keep doing CC.
I just put in the chat, but I know you didn't see it because you're screen sharing. If anyone else wanted to be the liaison to CC, that's fine. I will take on a different role. I'm happy to keep doing it if no one else is interested.
When do they meet?
Literally right before this meeting, but only twice a month. They meet on the second and last or second and fourth, I forget, Mondays.
That would be great, Christy, if you're willing to do PC. I know you kind of are a frequent attendee anyway, so maybe it's not too bad. Great. So we'll mark Christy as the PC liaison. And again, lots of people go at least on occasion, so it's not too hard to get a substitute if there's a week you can't go. All right. The bigger question is if anybody has thought about whether they would like to co-chair. All right, I won't torture us for too long. Think about it. If you're interested, try to let me know by Wednesday. I promise that I am nice, and I think Craig would say I'm fairly reliable. So, Maccabee.
Yeah, Jen is off. Awesome. I'm not volunteering because, like Jen, this is my last year before I roll off. So, we should really have someone who's not that short of an expiration date. I was just going to say that the two continuing members of the TC who are probably on vacation this week also might be interested.
Yes, that is a good point. It's
We
it's
should
somewhat
put something
important.
in Slack or something.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that again. And maybe I'll do some direct messaging too. It's a little unfortunate we turn over right in the middle of everybody's vacation. But I think it's because it works out well with the WolfCon timing. So, okay. I will do some slacking and we'll see. And if we do need to wait until next week because folks are on vacation, that's also okay too. I actually hadn't thought about the fact that I was not the only one that was out. Christy.
I actually just posted this in the chat, but I wanted to say that I'm willing to take on the PC liaison role, but I actually have upcoming vacation, so I will need to miss like three of the next four. But after that, I'm around pretty regularly for the duration.
Sounds good. That should be no problem. When I slacked the new members, I mentioned that we have a vacation thread in the Folio TC internal Slack channel. So I don't know if those weeks or weeks you're also going to miss TC or not, but or anybody else, if you put your vacation in there, that helps us know when to expect people, when to, I don't know, just to ex what kind of attendance to expect at the meetings. Okay. I did not update the upcoming meeting list, and I don't want to mess around with it while Ingolf is taking notes. But we are at July 14th, regular TC meeting, and we have written here, and I confess to not fully remembering what was going on. Update this decision. Well, actually, here, before I get too fast, do any of the new folks have any questions or anything that you want to ask before we move on to more regular stuff? Okay. Like, I think a lot of us do know each other and we're in Slack. We've got our internal channel, which is not private, but it is a place where you can like ask whatever question you might come up with that, you don't feel like putting in the official, for lack of a better word, channel. It can just go in internal. It's a smaller audience. Okay. So we're gonna look. At this. So I believe the reason we were coming back to this is that there had been timing information, and it's become clear that we're not going to meet the original timeline that was set out. And I'm forgetting now whether. And I think it was decided that even Trillium is not realistic. Was that, am I remembering that correctly?
Are you talking about the configuration thing? Yeah, that's right. So Alexei Petrenko joined us and walked us through sort of the state of on the development side. I think last we heard is that there were still a couple teams that were investigating how much work is involved, but there were already teams that indicated that they wouldn't be able to make the necessary changes in Trillium. So it sounds like we're going to have to extend this into Umbrella Leaf at least. That's my recollection at least. Yes,
Okay.
and we were discussing maybe we probably want to make an adjustment to the decision record and or RFC. One of them had a timing statement in there that should have been updated.
Yeah. So I guess that's part of it. So I feel like it makes sense for the TC to come in here and amend the decision record. But it seems like the proposer should amend the RFC itself. Does that make sense?
There was a question if it's okay to change the decision record, or if we do want to add another decision record that changes the original.
I guess I hadn't thought of that. I assumed we would just update this one since we didn't really get to make a decision. It was just kind of reaction to what's happening. Maccabee?
Yeah, I have a hard time seeing us updating the RFC just because it seems like it's a point in time. But either updating the decision record or creating a new decision record that cancels out the old one, that seems fine.
So the only thing about like can't I guess I'm not super excited about making more paperwork, especially since the timeline actually is not even in the decision record. It's only in the RFC. Wayne?
One thing that's a little confusing about this is that it refers, and I think the RFC as well only refers to mod configuration, and there is another centralized configuration module that is mod settings that is being used by some modules as well. I don't know how widely. And I wasn't sure, I haven't been involved in these conversations, but I wasn't sure if that is in here at all, because it's there. It's part of Folio. It's part of the flower releases.
Yeah, the RFC deals with mod configuration and mod settings, but it says mod configuration has to be discontinued because of security issues. And the RFC gives a best practice to or says a best practice is that modules should store their configurations in their storage themselves and not use a central storage, but it does not disallow central configuration like mod settings, and but it encourages you not to develop more mod settings clones or something like that. So if
Yeah,
you if you
I see that now. Thanks, Florian. I hadn't hadn't gotten that far in the RFC. So the RFC says basically mod settings is okay for these kinds of configurations. But for anything that's sensitive that should not be that's sensitive or specific to a user, that those shouldn't be centrally stored. Is that a good summary?
Basically, yes. It describes best practices, and it says that mod configuration should be deprecated and removed.
Okay, so it actually sounds like I'm wrong, and the best thing to do is a new decision record. So Florian, and Julian's not here, but Florian, are you willing to make the new decision record that just updates the time? I think you could just clone this and add the timing information to it, the new timing information.
I can do
Okay.
that.
All right, so we can just put in the notes that Florian will work on the decision record for this.
Would it be valuable? I mean, the decision record links to the RFC, I believe, right? Yes. Would it be valuable to say that the guidelines for storage of configuration values actually is that's done, right? Because that's the RFC. Because it sounds like that's still yet to do, but it's actually the RFC itself is the set of guidelines.
I don't know, understand really. Do you think we should update the RFC?
No, I think what I'm saying is that the decision record says drop mod configuration, favor distributed, provide guidelines. And the RFC itself provides the guidelines, or is there another place where those guidelines should be referred to so that developers know where to look?
That's a problem of the process at all, because we write RFCs and we write decision records, and sometimes they contain the same things we want to describe. And so I only wrote a summary of the RFC in the decision part of the decision record, and refer to the RFC. So it's the what you see here under decision is only a summary of the RFC. That's yeah, maybe we have too much paperwork here.
It could be.
Yeah, except that it does seem that it would be good to actually turn the best practices into a piece of documentation somewhere. Yeah. So, well, let's at least get the RFC piece taken care of. So if you want to, you could update that summary and say it however you want to include the time information that was the real change for the second decision. Whether saying these things were completed, but these things were not, and the timing was changed.
Okay, we try.
Okay. All right. So our Wednesday meetings are dedicated discussion, and we haven't set this coming Wednesdays. It sounds like we might need a little bit of time to continue the, if not onboarding, the sort of co-chair discussion, or we might postpone that till next week. So it sounds like we'll have some time this Wednesday to pick a topic. One thing that has come up is in Slack, there's been this discussion around this breaking change that's being introduced into item storage related to the UUIDs for the call number types. And I called this revisit issues around breaking changes, partly because the disagreement. When we talked about breaking changes, and Maccabee, I think you were part of that team, so maybe you can correct anything incorrect that I say. A lot of it seemed to be about communication. And the issue right now seems to be, yes, that there was not early enough communication, but that also there's a disagreement about whether something should be a breaking change at all. Yeah, Mark?
It wouldn't be one of my last attendances at the TC if I didn't bring up the history. That's we excluded some of that stuff because, as a community, we have not found it particularly easy to come to any kind of agreement or consensus about what constitutes a breaking change or not. Whenever folks have tried to document that, it's got very complicated, and for and that has typically led to folks. To us not doing that. I think there was a TC-led initiative at one point which did try and describe breaking changes in some document somewhere, but I'm not sure we ever published them in such a way, and they were deliberately not strict because folks couldn't agree on where all the lines led.
McAfee.
So my recollection, and I'm just trying to pull up the RFC's folder because I do remember being part of an RFC related to that. If I remember correctly, Zach Burke, who was raising an issue about a recent change that wasn't communicated well about, he was part of that RFC a couple of years ago. Yeah, there it is. To come up with some definitions on what would qualify as breaking change and whatnot. As Mark said, there was some ambiguity, certainly, but I think this RFC did go a long way to laying out some definitions, and especially of the simpler to understand kind, API interface changes, and what would be breaking there and what wouldn't be breaking. So I think there was definitely positive progress there. As Jen said, yes, there was a communication aspect that I think was never satisfactorily resolved. And I think with that coming up again, it would be good for us to have a Wednesday to revisit how we want to communicate better about some of these things.
And I'll say that like this came along with a question from a product owner specifically about like how and whatever, like people working together, there's going to be friction, but like how to have less friction about this in the future. And what TC can do to support that. So, how do folks feel about taking this up on Wednesday? Just because the discussion is fresh, and maybe we can. I'm not sure that we're going to be able to resolve this specific situation. It feels a little bit like maybe mistakes were made, but they were made. We got to kind of deal with it now. And then I think some of my question is like, exactly how much can TC help, especially given this discussion we just had, like, okay, here's this RFC sitting over here with all this text. Did any of the developers involved in this decision actually look at this RFC? Do they know that it exists? Do they care? Maybe it's the product owners that care. McAfee?
I'm as usual, not as pessimistic. I'm perfectly happy to have that conversation. But just in order of priority, you were talking before about finishing sort of the new TC member orientation and whatnot. And I think there are other things we said we were going to do, in particular, make sure the new members are part of all the various like permissions to the GitHub groups and the wiki pages and whatever else, and also to make sure that was documented going forward, so it wouldn't be a create from scratch every year that we do that. So I'm not saying that has to happen this Wednesday, but I want to make sure that our new members are able to do anything that they might want to do in the next week or so, and also just not to let that be forgotten.
Yeah, that makes sense. That feels like stuff that I should just take care of offline. And then report back on Wednesday. Just because a lot of it I don't, I guess I'll find out, but I'm not sure I can do anything about GitHub. I think we have to ask. So.
I think we should discuss it on Wednesday.
Okay, so let's do that, and we'll say 15 minutes for cleanup and continuation of onboarding, and then 45 minutes for the discussion. And we'll announce that we're going to discuss it in case anybody wants to come or hear about that specific issue. We previously. We talked about the network contribution. We took care of the OST. I don't think we have done this retro on the OST yet. And Maccabee, where are we on the? I'm sorry to put you on the spot, but I know that you know the most about it. The evaluating existing modules, does that need another Wednesday soon?
It does. Yes, we left off. We had decided on the criteria for how to get started on that, and I had done some research on the timing of the various modules, so we would have some to choose from. And I'm sorry, I'm blanking on who had also put in some suggestions on that. Julian did. So yeah, we do need another Wednesday to keep moving on that.
Okay. All right. So let's do that for our next two Wednesdays then. This coming one will be about breaking changes, and the following one will be about evaluating existing modules. And yeah, I'm sorry. OST is officially supported technologies. It's that page that says whatever the Java version for this release is X and so forth. Hopefully we don't have too many acronyms. Some of them are like RFC is at least somewhat a standard acronym. Okay. Another thing that I did not get done before vacation was we've got two requests for evaluations. But since we have new members now, I will go ahead so and talk about this for a second. So we have this new module evaluation process that some of you have participated in as like submitting. And we essentially ask for a volunteer to do the evaluation. And then if there isn't a volunteer, we just kind of go down our list of names and assign it to someone. So we have two up right now that need to be assigned. One is Mosaic, which is, as it says, this is just a back-end module related to orders. And the other one is for a library related to linked data. In GitHub, we have this Tech Council repository. That's a good question, Mark. I don't think that, let me go back and see if we have anything written out. We have some stuff written out, but just for the module evaluations, just to show, there is a template in here that describes the process. There's a Jira workflow. The teams themselves like create the issue and they do their first pass. They fill out the template and then you review the module, fill out the template yourself, and make sure everything passes. A lot of times in the past, and then there's a wiki page that has more details, including a little video here made by Jeremy, if you like to take things in by video. In the past, when folks have done their first evaluation, they've often partnered with somebody else. So maybe someone that gets it done, has done one before, gets assigned the actual issue, but then someone who hasn't done one before partners with them so they can see the evaluation getting done. And that makes it a little bit less intimidating. So don't feel like if you're doing it for the first time, you need to volunteer alone. You can get someone who's done it before to volunteer with you. Ingolf?
Yeah, I'm happy to onboard someone with that because I've done that a couple of times. It's just not before August 11th. So I guess because I'm on holiday, I guess I cannot do these ones. Or what is the schedule? Can you talk about the schedule? Was this the timeline?
We're supposed to get it done essentially in 3 weeks. It looks like from so within 1 week, we're supposed to sign someone. And then 3 weeks or less from that, we're supposed to finish. So essentially, it's supposed to be about a month. TC is a maximum of duration of 3 weeks to perform the initial review. I will say that doesn't, I don't know that we always exactly hit that, but it's definitely our goal. So probably these ones aren't for you. But if there's anyone else, what I might do is go through the rotation and assigned to people who have done it before, and then ask the new folks who's interested in joining either one. I think that'll be the easiest way to do it. So I will post in Slack when I get worked out who those belong to. Great, Wayne, that's great.
I can pair up with someone as well. This is Olamide.
Awesome. Okay. All right, so old hands, you have two great people to work with. All right, we don't have any active subgroups right now, and I don't think we have any active RFCs. We talked already about the decision log and what needs to be done with the mod configuration. There was a question about the OST, which was the officially supported technologies. And that is this page. And then there's a page for each release underneath it, as well as sort of a description about when things need to change. Right now, Trillium and Sunflower are active. Umbrella Leaf will become active when should it have already become active? Da-da-da-da-da. Mark, help.
Unless I've got my timing wrong. No, not yet, because we're still in development for Trillium, I believe.
Okay, so when Trillium gets released.
Yeah, when Trillium enters the later stages of the release process,
Okay.
because we have that brief overlapping period where development teams split their time between finishing off the releases for one flower release and starting development for the next.
Got it. And the OST pages we maintain as a group. Nobody has to do it by themselves. It usually takes at least a couple of Wednesdays to work through it all. We announce changes in Slack. We ask for feedback. So this is a bit more of a distributed process. Oops, I muted myself in the middle of talking. The last thing I wanted to talk about was WolfCon. So I personally am looking at buying plane tickets, so I assume anybody that's going in person is also doing that. I asked today about the shoulder meetings. I asked Jesse, who's at Cornell and on the planning group, and what I got from him was that he was that they had not specifically asked the councils yet, but he's 95% sure the shoulder meetings will happen. So that makes it sound to me like it's kind of up to us. Maccabee?
We discussed this, obviously the old iteration of the TC, but we discussed this back in March. And I did post something at that time on the Tri-Council meeting. This is for Shelley, this is the idea that WolfCon is Monday to Thursday, and then after that, on that Friday, there are various council meetings. So like the individual councils will often meet in the morning on that Friday, and then the Tri-Council, meaning all three councils together, would meet on the afternoon of that day. We've done that the last couple of years. And in the Folio Tri-Council Slack, which is an example of an onboarding thing that we have to make sure to get the new members into. But there was a thread that I had started back in March when first we asked the question of whether that shoulder meetings would happen, and Jen Eustace said yes. And then TC had discussed it on, it looks like, March 24th, and we had said, yeah, that we would meet then, but we understood that not all people would be there in person, and we thought it was really important for there to be hybrid tech for, especially for our European colleagues and whoever else might not be able to be there in person.
Yeah. So I guess the reason that I'm bringing this up is that you kind of end up in this weird situation. If only like one or two of us are going to be there in person and everyone else is going to be online, then is it really worth doing? Plus, if there's not going to be an in-person one, then that means that those of us who were there in person are going to be flying back probably on Friday. So if you were going to do just a virtual one, that our institution wouldn't want to pay for us to stay in a hotel another night, then we're going to be flying during the time the virtual meeting might be scheduled. So that's why I was thinking about it. Like I feel like we need to get an actual count of who's going to be there in person. Maccabee?
Yeah, all that's fair. I mean, I did my plane ticket and I couldn't find a flight back after the Friday meetings, so I just booked a return trip on Saturday. I will say the Tri-Council meeting on the afternoon tends to be one of the most useful things the community does every year. Whether people are attending that virtually or in person, it's valuable, and I think the more TC members can be at that, the positively. It was productive last year, and with all these proposals right now for how the community can rethink community-led or different community-driven development proposals and so forth, I'm sure that's going to be a big portion of that afternoon meeting that Friday, and I'm sure that TC members will want to have input on that.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And presumably between the three councils, there'll be enough of an in-person presence to make that afternoon meeting a decent hybrid endeavor. Okay. So maybe if folks could just, maybe it doesn't matter. I guess out of curiosity, if folks want to report whether they're planning to come in person or not, it'd be interesting to know. But so maybe what I will just do is report to the organizers that we plan to have a TC meeting of some kind in the morning and that we would really like the tri-council meeting in the afternoon to take place. Just to kind of revive that discussion as people are making their plans. Okay, anything else for today? Mark?
Below the meeting agenda, there is a topic backlog for things that kind of went into a parking lot effectively. We have not been very successful at getting around to those or and haven't really demonstrated much intent to do so. Now, when the new with new members, might be a good time to clear the decks of that. And let the differently constituted TC start afresh.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. That sounds good. I will not be back from freshly back from vacation next Monday, so hopefully I will have things a little bit more together. And I know that there was some more training stuff that was brought up. And at the very least, I can put together links of the pages where all those things live. And we can have some time to discuss them. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, everybody. And thanks to the new folks for joining us. We really appreciate it. And we'll see you Wednesday.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. See you.
Thankful.
Bye.